This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The opioid crisis continues to dominate the news, with President Trump recently declaring it a national emergency. It didn't take long for that action to take a decidedly political bent. In October, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Fort Walton Beach tweeted, "Opioid crisis the worst in Obamacare expansion states!" Well, let's get a checkup on that claim with PolitiFact Florida's Allison Graves. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, apparently Gaetz is saying that patients in states that expanded Medicaid through Obamacare have more access to opioids?
We rated this claim mostly false, and that is his argument. So the information that Gaetz's team sent us rests on the notion that patients in states that expanded Medicaid through Obamacare have more access to legal prescriptions that in turn fuel the opioid epidemic. But there is a grain of truth to this claim. So in 2015, which is the most recent year of data, the five states with the highest rates of death due to drug overdoses, all of those states expanded Medicaid.
Coincidence, yeah.
You know, it might be just a coincidence here because the time frame is pretty important with this claim. The expansion for most states went into effect in January 2014, and we're working with data from 2015. So we really only have 1 year of data to go on here with this claim. What experts pointed to, the overarching point that he's trying to make, is that somehow Medicaid expansion has made the opioid crisis worse, and experts just said that has been debunked multiple times.
And the data he's looking at also, it treats more than just the prescription drugs, too. It goes into illegal drugs as well, right?
Yeah, so that's like another problem with this whole Medicaid theory. So the data that he's citing, it's citing both heroin and synthetic heroin substitutes. So if his argument is that Medicaid gives access to these prescription opioids, it kind of falls apart because, of course, Medicaid does not cover or provide access to illicit drugs.
All right, no heroin or methadone on Obamacare then, right?
Not exactly, no.
Moving on, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is weighing in on the president's proposal to cut taxes. He's zeroing in on the child tax credit, where parents can get a break of $1,000 per child. Here's what he said recently to WFLA television.
The child tax credit, if we don't do it, there will be no tax relief for working families. How much tax relief working families get under tax reform is entirely dependent on whether or not we put in place an increase to the child tax credit.
All right, in a nutshell, Allison, is increasing the child tax credit the only way to get working families any kind of an advantage under the president's tax plan?
It's not the only way, but he definitely has a good point. It's a bit overstated, but since the tax proposal is in its early stages, and judging by what's in the initial framework, experts say that this child tax credit is one of the few levers that could significantly affect the size of the tax burden for middle-income households with children.
Is there anything else that we know of that could be a factor here, or is the child tax credit so prevalent, because people have so many kids, I guess, that this is the major way of doing it?
Well, we talked to a lot of experts, and there's a lot of unknowns about this GOP tax reform plan. So little is actually known about the thresholds of new income tax brackets as well, and that's something that could greatly affect the distribution of benefits. So that's why we don't think it's the only way, but we feel like his overall point that this tax credit is key is accurate.
So we'll probably have to stay tuned on this one for further details, right?
I definitely think that's the case here.
All right. Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for giving these politicians a well-needed audit.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.